Morning, everybody. Let's start with prayer. Dear Lord God, we're here this Sunday morning, and we want to start our day worshiping you. We thank you for this awesome day. It's beautiful. And we thank you for the opportunity to just be here and assemble out here in the open and just minister and hear from you on this Sunday morning. Father God, I ask that you would just speak through me and give us something that we can all use in the days to come and in the future. Father, just speak to every one of us. Father, touch our hearts with your Holy Spirit. And we just thank you for that now in Jesus' name. Amen. Every now and again, I like to just remind myself of why I come here. You know, racing's a lot of fun. But like, I was sitting here yesterday evening and it was quiet and there was nobody around. And I kind of had to remind myself, because that's the secondary reason that I'm here. The main reason that I'm here is this. And most of you know what I teach. It's pretty basic. I teach Jesus. I teach what the Bible says. And I teach that Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary. He grew up on this earth, had a ministry, was crucified, died, and rose 3 days later and went to heaven. I mean, it's kind of like a real condensed version of what we teach. And why do we do that? Well, I want to read out of Matthew 28:16. And this is after Jesus resurrected. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. I think the doubt be pretty understandable when you see somebody get crucified and put in a tomb, and then later they come to you and they say that they resurrected. It'd be pretty easy to have doubt. I think I would probably be one of them. It's pretty hard to convince me of stuff at times. But when Jesus met with them there, he gave them what they call the Great Commission. Now, everybody's probably heard that term. What is the Great Commission? Well, I'll just read what the Bible says. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." But it doesn't stop there. It goes on. It says, "And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." That's what most of us call the Great Commission. In other words, the disciples were told to go out and just minister to everybody. Tell everybody what happened. Tell everybody the news about Jesus. Tell everybody what it's all about. And needless to say, the disciples passed that on to us. So today, that's what we're still doing. We're supposed to do that. And that's one of the reasons that I'm here. But when it says to make disciples, you know, a disciple's a follower. You know, it's real easy to say, yeah, I believe this. And, you know, yeah, no problem at all. You know, I believe Jesus was here. I believe he is. A lot of people think he was a good man. And, you know, he's all this. But even if you believe it, if you're not a follower, you're only halfway there. You need to be a follower of Jesus. And on one of the occasions when Jesus was preaching, he was asked a question. And that happened in John 6:28 is where that is. It says, "Then they asked him, 'What must we do to do the works God requires?' Jesus answered, 'The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent.'" In other words, it all starts with believing in Jesus. It goes on. It says, "Jesus declared, 'I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty.'" So like I says, it's all about Jesus. Without Jesus, Christianity is nothing. Yeah, and I want to read some more. It says, "But as I told you, you have seen me, and you still do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And what does that mean? I'll just let the Bible explain it, because it does it better than I do. It goes on and says, and this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that have been given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. So in other words, God does not want anybody to be lost. You know, and when Jesus says, you know, that the Father gives us to him, you know, God the Father makes the opportunity. We all have the opportunity to follow Jesus. Not a one of us is going to die without having that opportunity. So, why don't a lot of us do it? Well, last week we were talking about trust. You know, it's real hard to trust things you don't see. You know, there's many reasons. A lot of times we don't want to follow Jesus because it means doing things his way instead of our way. You know, there's another reason why we don't want to follow. There's a lot of reasons why we don't want to do this. But unbelief is a lot of it. You know, it's real hard to believe some of this stuff. You know, Jesus says he's the bread of life. Like, okay, what does all that mean? You know, it's hard to believe. And even back then, you know, I've had people say, you know, it was a lot easier for those people back then to believe than it is for us now. I actually think it was harder to believe back then. Here's this guy walking around saying, I'm the Son of God. Now, if I started walking around here saying I'm the Son of God, you'd probably admit me into the loony bin. But that's what he was doing. I mean, he walked around and said that. So how do we have how can we come to where we can believe? Well, there's something really awesome, and I got to keep on reading in order to give this to you. The good news is basically what I want to give you right now. John 6:43, it says, when he told people that he was the bread of life, you know, they were grumbling and mumbling and carrying on. Yeah, who's he? You know, what the heck is he talking about? And here's what Jesus says. He says, hey, stop grumbling among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. Aha, here's catch 22. The Father will draw you. And earlier when it says, you know, all the ones that the Father gives me. So there it is. The Father draws you. I can't draw you. The Great Commission is that somebody like me that feels like God told them to go out here and share the news with you and tell all you about this. Hopefully give you something besides just nothing. Give you something that you can take home. Something to live where you can be a follower, not just a believer. All that is good, but I can't draw you. The Father draws you. That's what the Bible says. That's the awesome part. See, it says, I'll read it again. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, they will all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to the Father and learns from him comes to me. In other words, the scripture says that if you listen to the Father, you will come to Jesus. And that's where that's where the faith comes from. So if you don't have enough faith to believe, ask God for it. You know, when you read the Bible, ask God to give you faith. And I guarantee you, he will reveal himself to you. He promised it. And once God reveals himself to you, all of a sudden, Jesus starts making a little bit more sense. And when you take that step of faith and say, you know what, my life's a mess. I've messed it up about as good as I can mess it up. Now I need a little help to fix it. And you take that leap of faith and say, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God and I want to follow you. All of a sudden, all this becomes reality. Up to that point, you know, if you don't feel the tug in your heart from God, and everything is hunky-dory, you know, go on about your way. I'm not going to be able to convince you of any of this. But if God's calling, I want to give you a challenge. Answer the call. I don't know how many times he's going to keep calling. I don't know how many chances every person's going to have. Because, you know, I got this. I've used this before. I got the big truck theory. I might step out in front of one. That'd be awful. So if you hear that call, I just ask you this morning that you don't delay. And it's not just for people to be saved. It's not just to make a new commitment, to ask Jesus into your heart for the first time. It's also for us who already believe, because a lot of us here are already believers. But God still draws us, because we all get out in the middle of nowhere. I got the little boat analogy I use there. If you got a little rowboat that's tied to the dock, it stays right where it is. But if you untie that boat and it just sits there, after a while, it just kind of drifts out, and who knows where it ends up. And that's how we are. As long as we're plugged into God, we're right there with Him. But when we get out here in the world and start doing our own thing, we kind of get unplugged. In other words, we come untied, and we kind of drift out into the middle of nowhere sometime. So God has to call us back. So like I said, the challenge I want to issue this morning is, if God's calling you, please answer Him. Because you never know how many chances you get to answer. And with that, I would like to close. Let's pray. Dear Lord God, You're so awesome. You want us to believe in Jesus, which is not the easiest thing to do. But then You come turn right around and give us the faith that it takes to believe in Jesus. That's just awesome. Because there's no way on our own that we can muster that kind of faith. So I ask right now, Lord, if You're touching hearts out here today, that You would give the individuals that You're calling the courage to say yes to You. They don't have to walk down here in front of anybody or do anything and make themselves feel embarrassed or whatever, Lord. They can do it in their own heart. Lord, I just ask that You will just draw them. Father, we thank You so much for being able to do this, and thank You so much that You still make the time for all of us to have that opportunity. We just thank You. Lord, as we get ready to go race, I ask for covering on everyone here. Lord, keep us safe. Let us have a good time, and just remember to do all of this for You and not for us. It's all about You. And we just ask that You protect each person. Lord, let nobody get hurt today. We've seen too many ambulances over the last couple of years. We just thank You for that. In Jesus' name, amen.